This is TWiT.
These are new concepts that are just right around the corner, and I can't wait to tell you more about them.
Infinity
displays. AMOLED, Edge, and Infinity Display. Our breakthroughs have set the tone for the industry. And not only that, they've led to entirely new ways
Samsung's
of how folks
really
are using
good at
their
dragging this stuff out, I have to point out.
Yep. We've turned the industry upside down in the past.
Now we're going to turn it inside out.
Now we're going to fold it in half.
I'm so excited about our next breakthrough, the foldable display.
There it is.
And to tell you more about it, here's Justin Dennison.
Here's Justin Bieber.
SVP of Mobile Product Marketing
at
Samsung.
It makes me proud when I think of all the industry-leading displays.
All right. There's
going to
be a lot
market.
Of crap for a while. I'll let you go on, and then if they actually show something, we can go back to it. Unless you want to watch.
Well, you know, maybe we should talk, since this is Windows Weekly, about why we care about the foldable thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Project Andromeda, right?
Project Andromeda was supposed to be a foldable phone-like device. And as we know, Microsoft's put it on hold, maybe permanently. It may never come out from the Surface team. But they are still doing things inside the operating system we keep hearing that would support foldable devices or flexible devices or devices with dual screens. So we think, even if they never come out with the thing that we all thought was going to be this Andromeda device, they'll still have support for OEMs who might build these kinds of things in Windows 10, and they themselves may someday have some kind of a successor to Andromeda.
So now they're talking about how they can bend the screen around, and of course they do that starting with the S6, and all the Samsung phones now have kind of curved OLED screens that go around the edge. But they're not alone in this. Pretty much everybody else is doing it too. That music usually means either it's time to get visibly comfortable, or
you're really burned by this phrase.
Yeah, it seems to be an infelicitous translation from Korean.
It does.
Be visibly
put on
comfortable.
Your white gloves.
Yeah, and be visibly. Please enter this train cabin and be visibly comfortable. Thank you.
Wow. Today is a big milestone. And I'm sure you're all wondering what it looks like in real life and how it works. Well, want to know more.
Here it is. He's pulling something out of his pocket. Oh, my God. It's the big reveal.
He's got a gun. Oh,
they turned out all the lights. It's really thick.
It's a remote clicker.
It's a tablet.
Okay, so there it is.
A big screen.
So there's a screen on the front, which looks like a phone, except that it's a phone that's about triple thick because it also opens up to a single screen.
It's gorgeous.
Which is...
When closed?
What do you think the dimensions are of that?
Yeah.
It's a phone that fits neatly inside your pocket.
Well.
Thank you.
It's a dry eraser.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all there is. We're done.
Of course, I'd get in trouble if I showed you everything today.
Yeah.
So we've disguised the elements of the design. But trust me, there's a device inside here.
Or maybe that's why it looked so ugly.
Yeah.
So it's not an Amazon device.
Represents an entirely new mobile platform.
All right, I think that's enough from them. But there you go. They did announce a phone, and I gather it'll be available next year. So that's why Google is responding to that.
Yeah, that's what Google apparently says somewhere. I didn't see it myself, but supposedly they said that Samsung would ship this in 2019.
Yeah.